Bless, O Lord, my soul, who I am forever willingly a servant. Hi, my name is Kate McKee, and thank you all for letting me be here today and give the sermon. I know it's a little awkward looking backwards, but there's a reason for it, I promise you. I am the Parish Communications and Christian Education Coordinator for this parish. And so today is our first youth service. So I'm asked to preach. The gospel of today is a pretty common gospel that we hear. A lot of us know the phrase, whoever wishes to become great among you must be a servant, and whoever wishes to be first among you must be a slave to all. I think a lot of us have heard this phrase before, have heard this gospel before, and have heard preachings on it before. And so for me, I know when I think of something that I've already heard, I just, you know, all right, I got the message. I don't really need to listen to this one right now because I can do it and I'll do my little doodlings or something like that while the sermon is going on. But I think there's something really powerful about this saying that I think we don't think through enough. And one of the greatest examples of somebody doing what's in this passage are a lot of people sitting in these pews right now, our parents. Think of how many times that I have seen my parents or other parents put themselves last to their children. To say, okay, I am not going to be spending this money on my new computer because I need to save up for my children's college fund. That I am not, my parents especially, I'm not going to go on this wonderful vacation because my daughter wants to go to Disney World, so I'm going to save up to take my daughter to Disney World. To think of how many times I've heard of parents driving their kids from the one end of Massachusetts to the other and back on the same day in order for their kids to do and live out what they feel called to do. I don't think there's a greater example of somebody putting themselves behind somebody else to be their servant. And this is one of the most wonderful things I've ever seen. In the saying, in this quote, whoever wishes to become great among you must be a servant, and whoever wishes to be first among you must be a slave to all. I think Jesus is calling us to be last, which brings us first. It's a cycle that he's calling us into. The more that we put ourselves last, the more that we become first. And we get stuck in this, get put into this rotation, a wonderful rotation that keeps going through our lives. And this is what parents are doing. But I think when we step into the church, sometimes things get switched. And sometimes that cycle gets put into neutral. I went to General Convention this last summer, which is bringing together every 3 years of our entire church. And it was an absolutely wonderful experience. But my question was, where are the kids? Where are the youth? Where is this voice that is missing? There was an elected body of kids, 12 kids from all over the nation, two for every province of the Episcopal Church. So, what is that? A handful of kids to represent the voice of every kid in this church, the wider church. Where are they in our vestries? Where are they in our councils? Where are they in the deciding bodies of our church? Not just Episcopal churches, Catholic churches, Protestant churches. Every church. There's a Pew Forum that came out a few months ago, and I think a few of you have heard of it. It said that 34% of 18 to 29-year-olds right now say that they are unaffiliated with the church. It's the highest it's ever been. That means 3 out of every 10 people that you see that are between the age of 18 to 29 don't say that, I'm Episcopalian, but I only go on Easter and Christmas. No, they do not affiliate with any church. What is happening that we're driving this many, 34% of those people out of our church? Why is this happening? And what I feel is happening, it's because those kids are not in the cycle. They're not in the first and lasts. We're putting them in this void where they have no voice, which doesn't let them lead, and it doesn't let them serve. They can't be first, and they can't be last. To me, what that says is, as it says in Revelation, so because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth. We are spitting our kids out of the church. We're not letting them be hot and cold. We're not letting them be first and last. We're not letting them be servants to others. And by not putting them in that cycle and putting that in neutral, we're saying bye-bye to them. And now what I think this is a national church problem, and what I love about St. John's here, and why I feel called to be here, is because we're not going to do this anymore. And we are going to make our kids feel part of this cycle and feel part of our church. And I think there's no greater gift than that. And so this is the challenge. Our challenge is to live out what Jesus says in its entirety. Whoever wishes to become great among you must be a servant, and whoever wishes to be first among you must be a slave to all. We're not asking just to raise our kids up, but we're asking them to learn to be servants as well. I am asking you all that we love our children so much that we fill them with that unimaginable love that Christ has for us. And we give that to them. We are embodiment of that for them, to lift them up, to feel strong and to feel powerful, and that their voice is needed and heard by us. And they in turn learn from that to serve others, to make them feel that empowered. And I think one of the biggest... right here. When a child is baptized and we do our baptismal covenant, the parents, if the kid, child is too young to speak for himself, are making a lot of promises for that child. But we say something together. The line specifically is, the pastor says, will you witness these vows to do all in your power to support these persons in their life in Christ? And we all together resoundingly say, we will. We will make them feel powerful. We will lift them up in their life in Christ. It's not just the parents, because that's a lot to do for the set of parents. It is us together. In essence, we all become the godparents to that child, because we are the embodiment and love of God for them, so that they feel important, and they feel heard, and they feel accepted. One of the biggest things I think is that word servant, that we will be a servant to these children. When you look at the translation of the word that they use for servant in this, it actually comes out to the word deacon. And we all know what a deacon does here, and if not, it's the deacon is somebody that's in the church, but also one foot out in that world. That they are supposed to be out in the world calling us and showing us, these are where the needs are. This is where we must go. That we are called all now to be servants, to be deacons for our children, to be a light in the world that shows them that life is hard. But here is a place that we are strong and that we will lift you up and make you feel loved and powerful, and that you have a prophetic voice in what we do in our church. This was no more clear to me than I had a deacon, Susan Miller, when I lived in Madison, Wisconsin, where I just moved from. And she was so strong in telling our kids and our adults, saying, there's a homeless shelter. It needs our help. This is where we need to go. Come and follow me. Come with me and do this. And what we need to say as adults to our kids is, this is where we are at. This is church. Church. Big church. This is the community of love and support, and this is where we all should be. This is where we should be centering ourselves and supporting ourselves. So how do we tangibly do this? How do we do this? And to me, a deacon beacon is how I like to think of it, a beacon in the world for us to go to, a beacon that shines our way. So how are we Deacon Beacons, or just Beacons, to our kids. Today, we do this in youth services like today. And youth services, what we're starting up here, is not a child-centered service, but a service where the kids learn about how we worship and why we do what we do and participate in that. Because what we do here is something strong and amazing, and our kids need to learn what that is. We have church school most Sundays that we help teach our kids. We have outreach projects to Haiti and things like that. But what I say to you, and the challenge is how do you become their beacon? How do you connect with them on some level to be that mentor, to be that person that they look to and say, I know where I'm going, and I know that it's going to be okay. And it is an example of how you serve another person. And to kids, because it's not just the adults thing, kids need to be open to this as well, because it's hard to talk to adults that you don't know at certain points. But what I say is there are so many troubles out in our world right now for kids. Bullying is rampant. Drugs and alcohol, violence. And this is a place, kids, where that doesn't need to be anymore. That you can be loved and safe and secure and be happy and be yourself. And everyone here will support you in that and raise you up so you can in turn raise others up and join into the cycle. So as we go out into the world today and everything that we do, let us think, how are we beacons to our kids? And how are we showing them to be beacons to others? Amen.